The first Sunday, the first Sabbath in a brand new year. We have so few of them in a lifetime. There is an opportunity we're given today that is precious. Because everything between heaven and earth is perfectly aligned today for us to get fresh instruction from the Lord for the new year. I'm going to share with you what the Lord said in Isaiah 43, beginning with verse 15. He said, I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. If he were to walk up to you personally right now and look at you and open his mouth and speak to you, he would say, I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all of its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candlestick. Now, what God was doing was saying to his people, do you remember the greatest thing I ever did for you? Don't you remember when your enemy was chasing you? They were hot on your trail and imminent and definite destruction is all that was in front of you. Don't you remember that, God is saying. But he said, when you were in that position, God said, don't you remember how I opened the waters and let you safely cross the sea? And he said, my goodness didn't stop there. Don't you remember that after you were delivered from the enemy that was going to kill you, they came into the sea on dry bed and I caused the waters to drown every single one of your enemies. Don't you remember my goodness to you? And of course, all of God's people said, oh, we remember. But then God said in the next verse, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. God said, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? And God said, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. As good as God has been, there comes a time when he wants to birth something so new that he says, thanks for remembering. It's always a part of your history. I've always been there for you, even with that great deliverance I performed for you. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm going to do something so new and so big that what I have already done will be nothing compared to what I am about to do. So forget all that. 3 points. Number one, forget all that. Number two, I am about to do something new. And number three, and this is where we may miss it if we're not careful, do you not see it already? Now, imagine God having this conversation with me. Imagine him having this conversation with you. For me, it would go something like this. Son, don't you remember when an enemy was out to annihilate you? Don't you remember when an enemy wanted to destroy you before you even got started and I stopped that enemy from hurting you? Son, all of the great things I've done in your life, I've always been good to you. Son, you know it. Son Carl, you know it. I've been so good to you, I've given you more than one city and more than one nation. You know what my blessing on your life is like, son. But, Carl, forget all that because I am about to do something new. That's what that conversation would be like for me. It's the first Sunday in a new year. The best chance we'll have all year long to get some fresh instruction. I feel like a bodybuilder. Now I'm not, I just feel like one. You know, a bodybuilder will lift heavy weights. And I may have some lifting to do later in the year, but before a bodybuilder lifts weights, he stretches. So all I'm doing so far is just stretching. I may have to lift later, but I'm just stretching on Sunday one. Not a bodybuilder. We are spirit builders. The Bible says bodily exercise profiteth little. So we spiritually exercise. And all we're doing this morning is stretching. Stretching forward. Now, what would the conversation be like if God were to have this talk with you this morning? He would walk up to you and say, son, the devil had you down for the count. But don't you remember I showed up on the scene? And angels took care of you. Remember how good I've been to you? But God would say, but forget all of that because I'm about to do something new that's going to be so far better than anything else I've ever done. It's not even worth comparing the two. Imagine God having this conversation with you. Imagine it. Gay Brown, just imagine God showing up at your house, talking like this to you. He would say to you, those four boys that you've carried, you've birthed and grown and nurtured and released and all of the weight of the care that life has given you. But God said, I've been there all along. You know it. I've delivered you at every step. I've never forsaken you or forgotten you. I've always had my eye on you and I've never blinked my eye once. I've always been good to you. But forget all that, the Lord would say, because I'm getting ready to do something new. Imagine God having a conversation with you like that. How many has God been good to? I mean, you really can look back and say, oh, yeah, oh, God came through for me. Has he ever come through for you even one time? Even just once he came through for you? Every second. Forget it. God is saying, forget it. Not in a bad way. You don't write it off. It has its place in your history. Forever be grateful for it. But compared to what he's about to do, you won't even tell your grandchildren about the other. Imagine God saying to you everything we've ever done, all the good stuff I've done for you. Imagine Lawrence and God talking, and they do every day. Sometimes I'm trying to get in touch with God, and the Lord will say, let me get right back to you. Lawrence is on the line. Let me get rid of Lawrence, and I'll call you back. Imagine the Lord saying, Lawrence, you remember all those years I've walked with you, kept you covered, kept you under my wing. I have protected you. There's not an arrow that was ever aimed toward you that reached you. I shot it down midair more times than you know. And even the darkest hour of your life that was the greatest tragedy, I got my fingerprints all over that thing. And before I was finished with it, it turned out to be the greatest blessing you've ever given the world in one song. But Lawrence, God says, forget it. Forget all that. Because I'm about to do something new. And what I have done up to this point is not even worthy to be compared with what happens next. Now go ahead and have that conversation in your own spirit with the Lord right now. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and recall to mind that great big thing he did for you, undeniably, irreversibly. Everybody in the world knows just how good God has been to you. Go ahead and get it in your mind and thank him for it real good. And then hear him say, but forget about that. I'm about to do something new. One translation says it like this, in this order. Remember not the former things. Remember not the former things. Our mind is a tricky thing, and God gave it to us, and we need to sanctify the thing and keep it sanctified, because an unsanctified intellect gets us all into a lot of trouble. But our mind does not serve us well automatically, because we tend to forget the things we should not forget, and we tend not to remember what we should remember. You notice that about your mind? But God said, remember not the former things. Forget all that. Forget. Press your mind's delete button. And sometimes when we hold on to things in our mind, it's not good for us. And sometimes we will carry over things that are lodged in our mind that we would be by far much better off if we could press a delete button and get rid of that thing up there. There are some things that happened decades ago. It's old news. I mean, it's been old forever, but yet I keep it right up here in my mind. It's not even so much a spirit thing as it is a mind thing. Many times the battlefield is in the mind, and even decades ago, and then it'll come to my mind again, and I'm fuming. I'm fuming almost as much as I was decades ago. Why? Because the delete button on my mind doesn't work like I wish it would. God says, forget all that. Bring closure to some things that are old and dead. Wrap it up. Slam the door shut. What's her name? Shake it off. What's her name? Taylor Swift says, shake it off. Behave, you people. You're in church. There are some people that should not be carried over into the new thing just because they were a part of the old thing. Now, you're not that special, neither am I. God loves everybody equally, but not everybody is meant to be a permanent relationship for life. Most relationships that are ordained by God last for a season. God changes the times and seasons. And somebody that may have been a blessing to you in a previous season may be dead weight and dragging you down in the new season. I heard my favorite preacher, D.D. Jakes, say this years ago. I wrote it down and I've kept it. He says, there are people who can walk away from you. And hear me when I tell you this. When people can walk away from you, let them walk. Got a blessing going on aisle six right there. The bishop says, I don't want you to try to talk another person into staying with you, loving you, calling you, caring about you, coming to see you, or staying attached to you. The bishop said, hang up the phone. When people walk away from you, let them walk. Your destiny is never tied to anybody that left you. The Bible says they came out from us that it may be made manifest that they were not for us. For if they had been of us, no doubt they would have continued with us. T.D. Jakes says people leave you because they are not joined to you. And if they are not joined to you, you cannot make them stay. Let them go. Now, this is old covenant here, Isaiah, prophesying. Forget all that. I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? That's the Old Testament there. And when you hear God say, I'm about to do something new, the greatest critic we could have would say, well, but the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, written by the wisest man that has ever lived, King Solomon, that there is nothing new under the sun. And then here it is in another part of Scripture where God's saying he's going to do something new. One verse says, there is nothing new. And another verse says, God's going to do something new. Well, all I can say is, whatever God's going to do must be glorious because it did not initiate under the sun. Something birthed in heaven is headed your way. It's a new thing, and it's going to be by far better this year than anything God has done for you up to this point. The New Testament counterpart scriptures, Philippians 3:13, where Paul said, I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I focus on one thing. Focus is so important this year. In fact, I have three words quickly, three words in 3 minutes, important words for this new year. The first one is focus. This year, make sure your vision is in high definition. Make sure you're looking through the right filter. Make sure you have the right perspective. Make sure what you're looking at is through the same lens God sees it. Focus. That's why God said, forget it, all the past. I'm about to do something new. And then right on the heels of that, he said, see? Because focus is so important. God said, Do you not see I've already begun doing a new thing? Can't you see it? Now that's where some of you are right now, because you're all right with number one. Forget all that. You're all right with number two. God says, I'm about to do something brand new for you. But when you get to number three, where God says, can't you see I've already begun this new thing? Some of you are saying, not so sure. I don't see a thing. Get your focus. What you looking at? Oh, my. Oh, yeah. God's already started it. Can't you see? He's already, like, cracked the door for you. He's already got a wind blowing your way. He's already up to it. And you're not oblivious. I mean, get a clue on here. God expects you to see it. He doesn't make it. He said, see? Get your focus in high definition. Another word that's important for this new year, confidence. Not in ourselves, but in God. Here's what the Bible says. Cast not away your confidence, because with your confidence, and only with confidence, there comes a great payday of reward for you. Here's what the Bible says about confidence. This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now listen, are you stretching? I'm not asking you to lift much weight today. This is about stretching. Stretching. Oh, you'll get a chance to lift a load later, I'm sure. But today we're stretching spiritually in the direction of the new thing God has promised us and each one of you individually. One thing that will bust your confidence in Him is disobedience. Oh, I feel some stretching right there. There's a good place to stretch for all of us right there. Focus, confidence, and this is the third word that's important going into this new year of a new thing that's going to be so much greater than anything God has done up to this point that we won't even be talking about all that other great stuff He's done in the past. We'll have something new to talk about. Fresh and powerful and great. The word is expectancy. Now, that's a similar word to faith, but just so that you'll clearly understand, expectancy is important this year. We usually get what we expect. Sometimes there are exceptions, but usually that's the way faith works. You get your faith working for you, and it will bring to you the desired result of your faith when it's biblically based and in God's will and time. Expectancy, important word this year. What do you expect this year? What do you expect God to do this year? Oh, it's going to be a new thing. It's going to be a new thing, but what do you expect this year to bring to you? This is the year that when you ask, expect to receive. This is the year that when you seek, expect to find what you're seeking for. And this is the year that when you knock, expect a door to swing open. Expectancy. God says, as good as it's been in the past, forget it. Isn't it great? What a wonderful opportunity when God will have a conversation like that with his people. As good as it's been, and you know it's been great, but what I'm about to do is going to be so much greater. Forget about the old thing. I'm about to do something new. Can't you see I've already started it? Expect God's best this year. Would you stand with me? Everybody stand, please. Bow your heads. I'd like for the men and women who serve on the prayer team to quietly come and join me here at the front. And before you leave, I want to pray a blessing over you corporately. And then when I finish praying, the men and women standing at the front are available to pray for you and release a new thing to begin in your life. Now, some of your faith has been stirred this morning. In fact, this is a good word to begin a year. Some of your faith is stirring right now, and you know it. And you can have a prayer partner agree with you for a new thing to be birthed before you leave this place. Every head bowed. Father, thank you for calling us together as an assembly this morning. Thank you for the beauty of the body of Christ. Each of us members individually, members in particular, but none of us alone, all to ourselves, but are fitly and knitly joined together with every other individual member to make up one body of Christ. Thank you that this word today is prophetic corporately. It's for this house and everybody connected to this local church. The new thing, better than anything you've ever done in 28 years. But also, this word is personal. It's an individual word. I hear you talking to me. Each of us hear God having this talk with every one of us privately and personally. Remember how good I've been to you? Don't you remember that time I saved you? Forget about it. I'm about to do something new for you. Can't you see I've already started? Thank you for an ability to hear personally God having that conversation with you. Lord, thank you for faith rising in this church because of the hearing of the Word of God, and for the men and women who are here with needs in their lives and some who are so anxious to let go of the old and move forward with this new thing you're promising today. We open these altars for a prayer of agreement to connect heaven and earth, and for the power of God to make a difference in our lives. I speak a blessing for this year over the men and women of God connected to this church. We bless you and thank you for this word and this window of opportunity on the first Lord's Day of the year. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Before you leave, we invite you, if you would like prayer for any issue in your life, before you